Welcome to the Flamani Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:32 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is December 13th. Well, today was a very volatile day for precious metals, where silver fell by over a dollar. Palladium, having closed yesterday above the $700 area, pulled back below it by about $8. Platinum was down by 30, and gold down by 15. And while gold was $7 off its low for the day, this has been a deterioration. And we're back testing last week's lows. And the price will need to find support in this region if the short-term upside is to be given the benefit of the doubt. A failure at this level would make a retest of the next lows more of a possibility, and that could be for gold, that would mean a $100 decline. So where we are right now is a potential area of support, but we will need to find support in this area. And the fact that prices have only been able to rally for perhaps a little bit less than a week is a little bit disheartening here. Nevertheless, while we remain in a volatile environment, this is also the region of the 200-day moving average. So it does represent an area where we could anticipate support to be found, but we will need to see evidence. Elsewhere in the commodity complex, the soft commodities are particularly interesting here. There's a great deal of variability. The orange juice contract is breaking up out of a six-month base, and a clear downward dynamic would now be required to check potential for additional upside. And cotton has a very similar pattern, but has lagged somewhat and is rallying up to test the upper side of its base. And then elsewhere, when one looks at coffee, Arabica could have found support in the region of 145, and it has been ranging mostly above that area for the last few months, but it broke below it today and it's extending its medium-term decline. And this has already been a considerable decline, but a clear upward dynamic would really be required to suggest a failed downside break here, and one would have to give the benefit of the doubt to the downside in the absence of such a move. And sugar, while pretty much unchanged on the day, and was also breaking downwards and was extending its decline earlier on in the day. So we haven't had an upper dynamic there, but it would really be required to check potential for additional downside in sugar. And lumber, having been right up to test the $350 area in here today, and the high of the day was at 349.70, it closed out the day at 346, and it has had such a good rally that some consolidation of recent gains does look likely here. And that is very much a theme that has transferred into the stock markets. In Asia this morning, the Nikkei was stronger by about 1.75%, and that is on the back of yesterday's weakness for the yen and additional weakness in here today. The yen is currently trading at 83.64, so it's extending its decline in here today against the US dollar. And as long as the yen remains weak, that's likely to prove a tailwind for the Japanese stock market. And the Hang Seng, which has been rallying so impressively over the last couple of weeks, was a tiny bit weaker in here today. It was down by about 0.25%. The ASX in Australia was down 0.02%, so pretty much unchanged on the day. And the Chinese A shares, which have had such an impressive rally over the last 10 days, are back in the region of the progression of lower rally highs. And while we're starting to see now that you're starting to get outperformance by the banking sector, and that has been an ingredient which has been missing for a significant period of time in China, the fact that that is now starting to fall into place bolsters the argument that we are in a bottoming phase, and very close to the end of that bottoming phase. But until we see the wider market breaking the progression of lower rally highs that has been in evidence for nearly 3 years, we won't have conclusive evidence. But what is comforting is that there are a considerable number of shares have done that and have broken progression of higher reaction lows and are breaking above their 200-day moving averages and up out of their respective ranges and bases. And that is a very important point, because leaders tend to lead in both directions, and leaders lead for a reason. And what we're seeing is that it is consumer shares and retail shares and automotive shares that are leading to the upside here. And the materials sector, which has been a laggard, is breaking up. And when one looks at the GlobalX China materials ETF, it broke above its 200-day moving average in here today. And when you look at materials in China, it's probably good to look at materials elsewhere. And Rio Tinto does look like it is going to be able to break up out of what has been a six-month range. And BHP doesn't look like it's going to be very far behind. The industrial metals themselves have led the material stocks and the basic resources stocks higher. Lead, which has been among the best performers, ran into a little bit of resistance in here today, and it has had such a remarkable run that some consolidation of some very impressive short-term gains does look likely in here. And it's a pretty similar story for the majority of stock markets in Europe and in North America. The FTSE, having got almost right back up to that 6,000 area, and 6,000 has been such a psychological area of resistance for the better part of 2 years, and perhaps a little bit longer, that some consolidation and at least a pause in this region isn't really beyond the bounds of possibility and is in fact perhaps the most likely prognosis here. And we've seen such a number of the European indices get right back up to their highs and some pushing onto new high ground, that some consolidation in this region, at least in the short term, does appear warranted, and it would at least help to unwind the short-term overbought conditions that have become evident, and it would build a little bit of support and make additional highs either over the Christmas break or into the first quarter of next year that bit more likely. And in North America, it's a very similar story, with the S&P back above 1400 and the Dow Jones back above 13,000, that we've had a very good run. And a little bit of a pause here wouldn't be beyond the bounds of possibility. And where people have been really worrying over the last 6 months have been about Europe, but Europe took another step towards further cohesion in here today and agreed on the conditions under which the ECB can become a regulator for the banking sector. And the Greek situation has been tempered somewhat by easing the conditions of its bailout even further and making more money available. So that is an additional cause for concern that has been removed from the market. And where people are really starting to worry now is about the fiscal cliff. And there is still no sign that there is a substantive agreement. And because we're getting increasingly close to the end of the year, people are starting to think about when exactly we're going to get that agreement and whether the fiscal cliff is going to actually occur and will it have to be dragged back from the precipice at the very last moment. So that is certainly something that is animating investor interest at present. And I still remain of the opinion that some form of agreement will be reached. But as to whether the timing is going to be in the next 3 weeks or the next 6 weeks is very much an open question. But when we look at the short-term overbought conditions that are evident in so many of these stock markets, it does look likely that we're going to get at least some consolidation. And when one looks at oil, it was a little bit weaker in here today, down by about 65 cents on WTI. And that spread between WTI and Brent crude remains really quite wide and exemplifies the advantage that the USA has in energy pricing. Natural gas, which has actually doubled this year, has been pulling back and is back to $3.34, and it's broken its progression of higher reaction lows. And there has been a distinct absence of upward dynamics to suggest that demand is returning in here. We've had really quite mild weather in North America of late, so there hasn't been that seasonal uptick in demand that one would normally associate with the winter. And that being the case, natural gas at $3.34 is highly competitive from an energy perspective. And with oil at a significant discount to Brent crude, then that represents a tailwind from a competitive perspective for the US economy. And with unemployment data starting to surprise to the upside, and the housing market doing that bit better, and retail sales doing a bit better, and energy prices coming down, then that is a rather attractive recipe for economic recovery. Now, there are still some significant challenges, and just how the nation is going to deal with its debt mountain remains very much an unresolved question. But the ingredients are there for economic recovery if the governance falls into place. And it is for that reason that we continue to say, and not just for emerging markets, but for everything else, that governance really is everything. And for the USA right now, it does remain the open question as to whether governance is going to deteriorate or whether governance is going to improve from an economic perspective. But in the meantime, the balance of probabilities is towards a stock market consolidation. And if that is the case, then government bonds, which have been falling for the last 10 days, and US Treasuries now are back to 147.25/32, which is quite a bit off the lows in here today and back in the region of the 200-day moving average, this represents a potential area of support. And if we do get a consolidation in stock markets, then that could translate into some additional strength in the government bond markets. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.